Gather round. Fetch me my coffee and get your ramen. It's time for Whispers by the Water Cooler, a show for interns by interns. Whispers by the Water Cooler is brought to you by TerraSpaces.org and the interns at intern.capital. All right. How's it go? Oh, no, you're too kind. You're too kind. We got a great show for you guys tonight. All right. That's enough. I know. They like us, you guys. That's enough. I'm Finn. I'm one of the interns. All right. You guys, you got to stop. I know. All right. We got a great show for you guys tonight. I can't get them to stop. Can somebody get them to stop, please? All right. Can we maybe put Vlad back behind the curtain so, like, maybe they can't see him? I think if they can't see him, maybe they'll stop. But like I said, we got a great show for you guys tonight. I'm here. The interns are here. We got coffee, ramen, Doe's here, Poppy's here. All right, that's better. Like I was saying, I'm Finn. I'm one of the interns here at intern.capital. Tonight, we got a great show for y'all. It's so amazing to see all of you come out to check out our show. I know we only do this once in a while, so when we do it, it really means a lot that you guys come out and check it out. So, yeah, we got a great show for you. We got Kang here. We got Machu. We got a bunch of other interns. And, yeah, a bunch of alpha to drop. So let's get right into it.
T-Fi Alpha, yeah, he was like, this guy likes the shotgun. Was that him?
No, that was Evan.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
All right, what's up, guys? I'm here. I'm late. You guys told me to bring a truck with a flatbed, and I couldn't find the keys, and so I got the truck here. What is that smell, you guys? It smells like there's something dead in intern cap here. What's going on? We got to go inside and see what's up. There's like smoke coming out the windows. Did you guys set something on fire? Oh, what is that by the water cooler, you guys? You guys can't have a dead whale carcass in here. What are you guys doing? Are you guys eating that? Oh. You guys, that's dirt. No, spit that out. All right, we got to get this cleaned up, you guys. You can't be, first of all, bringing dead things into intern cap. All right, it stinks. And that's just not how we're trying to work. Second, you can't be lighting shit on fire, you guys. We have to, like, live in here and stuff. Oh, my God. Well, I don't even know where the water cooler's at. Where did you guys put the water cooler?
We moved it over two doors down.
Oh, my goodness, you guys. What's going on?
Not much. I mean, Machi, we're just talking about how we weren't going to talk about this, but...
Well, it's kind of hard not to talk about. It's all I can smell. This is disgusting. Oh, who we got today? Gray? You wipe the dead whale off your face and, like, be presentable. Come on, guys.
I'm sorry. I saw Kang this morning. He just decided to go, like, apeshit crazy, and I just kind of followed him, but it's mainly him, honestly.
Why do you always bring me up?
Trying to keep it somewhat professional. It's like Lord of the Flies in here. Good Lord. How you doing, Kang?
Doing pretty good, man. It's been an interesting couple days.
Yeah, you got a little blood on your face there. Here, let me get that for you.
Yeah.
I got you.
Thanks, sir.
Machu, you're a little quiet.
Yes, sir.
Your tummy hurts, don't it? From eating all that dead whale. Yeah. It's not good, is it?
Yeah. Vlad didn't cook it to the right temperature, but it's cool.
All right. Well, I'm glad you guys told me to bring the truck. We gotta get this carcass out of here. Like, it smells like it's been here for like 3 days in the sun. Like, come on.
I don't think Vlad's done with it quite yet.
Oh, God, it stinks. We need to go outside and record, you guys. This is so bad. So gross. So what's going on? You guys got some alpha to talk about today? I'll start us off real quick. Did you guys see that lost wallet thing that the Dancero guy was talking about? Did you guys know about that legend?
I did. That's a very big legend.
You guys don't tell me shit. I had no idea that that was even a thing, you know?
That's the whole point. It's mystery.
Mm-hmm.
Has anyone found a clue yet?
I feel like they found a couple clues from what I've seen, and I think one or two of the seed words, but that's it. It's like, what are you going to do with two words, you know, out of what, 12 or 24? I don't even know how many.
I think it's 24.
Yeah, so like, I mean, props to whoever pieces that together, though. There's some loot in that wallet, I bet.
Hey, there is a bunch of loot in that wallet. I can vouch.
You sure? You sure it's not empty? Gray didn't empty it before he released all the seed phrase.
Gray's sounding like it was his that got lost over here.
It may be my wallet. I have all right, I'm just going to leak it, guys. I got about 0.2 Luna for the taking in that wallet, so I'm kind of a whale, honestly.
I'm kind of a big deal. That's awesome. How's
everyone doing in this, the market dip?
My Qcoin wallet has been decimated, but my Luna's not doing as bad. So
I'm not going to lie, guys. I haven't checked the markets in at least 3 or 4 days.
It's not a good
price. Well, Gray, you've been hungover for the past 3 days. You haven't had time.
I know it's looking bad from what I see on Twitter, so I'm like, what's the point of looking?
I don't know. Mm-hmm. My UST bag looks pretty much the same, so I don't know what you guys are talking about.
Yeah, it's a good test for UST.
I'll tell you, I had to do a transfer to pay some bills, and like I must have picked some piss poor timing because I sent the UST to my exchange account and flipped it into Bitcoin because that's the only thing I can cash it out in my other account. And like by the time it got to my other account, I was out like $150. I was like, well, that sucks. Oh. Just in the time it took, and probably their fees, obviously, but.
What do you cash out there?
USDs is the only thing I can talk my landlord into accepting. I tried to pay him in NFTs. I haven't bought NFTs that looked like USDs. Like, they look legit, and they were not accepting.
Not even your Gucci's, whatever they're fucking called?
No, that's what I hit him with first, right? Because you figure Gucci's, that's as good as gold, baby. So I hit him with the Gucci's first, and they were like, they looked at me like they didn't even know what the fuck a Gucci was. So I hit him with the Goos. I was like, you gotta like the Goos, right? These are at least as good as silver. And they were like, no, we need that paper bullshit. So whatever. It's their loss, man. You know?
In a few years time, he'll notice, or he'll realize he turned down a couple $1 million.
Oh yeah. I make mental notes. And every time I pay my rent, I'm like, you could have got this much if you would have accepted Gucci's. I heard B Atom and B Soul getting launched in a few weeks. Is this true? Is this going to save Anchor?
Yeah, there's a lot of talk that the implementation of B Atom and B Soul, because they're yield bearing, they should boost up the yield reserve for the earn side, and it should be sustainable for like hopefully another year, but you never know.
And I guess that begs the question, does Anchor need saving, or is this just shit people freaking out about?
I think it depends on when they'll actually roll it out, because they said it was close to completion, like a few more weeks. But like, what is the yield reserve at now? I haven't even looked.
I think as of now, Anchor kind of does need saving, but I think they'll be fine because, I mean, I think TFL has like fucking, they have so much money in their treasury in Luna. So they can like, they can just bail Anchor out whenever they want. I don't think they're going to let Anchor fall.
But as of now,
I think Anchor is going to need some saving. Hopefully, I think B-Soul and B-Atom will help out a lot. Just to, you can decrease that incentive you get for loaning. But as of now, the tokenomics of Anchor really don't work.
Yeah, they need to.
Let's go look at their yield reserve is right now.
About 45 mil.
Yeah, it's fallen like 20 mil in the last like month, which is not good at all.
I think it'll be all right. I'm optimistic today. I woke up today and I chose joy. And I am here joyous. And I think we'll be all right.
No, we'll be fine, yeah.
If Finn says we're going to be all right, we're going to be all right, people.
That's what I'm saying. I said it. It's been said.
It has been spoken.
New launchpad stuff you guys got here. T-Floki launchpad live with the S-Dollar Space Pets. Pretty sweet, yeah, huh?
Are y'all in that?
No, this is all you, Macho. Greg, are you in T-Floki still? You got rugged and then you're just like, no more.
No, I think I got rugged and I...
Not a second rug?
Yeah.
The rug?
I don't think I've sold. Like, I've said it on this podcast quite a bit, but whenever I buy something, I kind of just forget it exists until further notice.
So that's, you follow the second rule of buying shit coins.
That's the way.
Not this, the first.
You listen to this man right here. That's how you invest. I see all these people in all these servers freaking out over spreadsheets and shit. I'm like, I don't even know what a spreadsheet is. They're like, well, how much did you put in? I'm like, I don't know. They're like, well, how do you know if you win or lose? I'm like, it's not a game to me. I always win. It's not financial advice by any means, but you know, I'm just saying, I sleep just fine at night.
This man Gray knows how to win. He
yeah, why do you think he's about to go full-time crypto?
I am.
Who apparently he has $1,000 Luna or $1,000 Luna portfolio now.
He took that point too and got it all the way up to $1,000. We wailing now, boys.
Someone just randomly dropped me 1,000 Luna. I've just been like holding it for them. Not really sure who. No, I'm just kidding.
I wonder if that's...
Yeah, this Space Pets thing. I think it's Midas's. I hope I pronounced that right.
It's pronounced Midas.
Midas. Yeah. It's his little. I think it's his extension of the first NFTs. What were they called? Base loot. Yeah, it's like a extension of that, and it's just like using their NFT as a subscription. So you just buy their S dollars on the T-Floki DEX, and you just throw it all in there, and it'll farm you some tickets. I'm almost at one ticket. I'm at 0.88 tickets.
And I mean, I don't want to speak for the man, but as somebody that's in the society, I am privy to some of the early things that they are working on and whatnot. And there was actually an interesting fork of the Meow board. Oh, did you guys mess with the Meow board at all?
Nope.
We talked about last time.
Maybe that. Well, that was, yeah. I think maybe the holding the LP thing. But yeah. Like another aspect of Meow, in order to burn Meow, is like you can go post on this board. And so I think Midas took that code. I'm trying to find my NFT here of it, but he took that code and forked it allegedly and created this thing called The Last Word.
Yeah.
So I actually own one. My last word, it's the jackpot number 2, and it says Le Jimmy wishes he was a real shit poster. So I have that on the blockchain kind of here forever. I'll never sell it because it's a piece of history for me personally and for the ecosystem overall. But I think the tech is interesting, and being a man here for the tech like you are, I thought you would find that interesting as well. But basically the idea is whoever takes the last bid, so every time you change the phrase to be your last word, you pay, and then the next person pays a little more, and it just goes on until somebody obviously is like, all right, I'm not paying anymore, you get the last word. So yeah, between that and then the Floki stuff that they're doing, the society, there's a lot of stuff going on there. I definitely would recommend getting into the society if you're interested in that sort of stuff and the inner workings of things like this. And yeah, I might know a guy that could get you in. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I personally bought 300 more of their S dollars last night, which I probably should have held on to the UST to pay down my loan, but I was kind of like, whatever.
Spoken like a true degen. Loan LT getting real tight. Ah, let's buy some S dollars. Fuck it.
Well, Machu literally has all of his Luna as collateral.
I have so, every single bit. I have maybe like 3 in Nexus, but everything else is thrown inside Anchor.
Dude, I literally have to hold myself out of taking just a massive loan every single day. I'm just a complete turn into degen.
And like, not even because we need it, right? I just like clicking the buttons. I'll take a loan and then I'll just pay it back like that day, you know, just to do it. When my girls come in and they're like, hey, how's work going? I want to be able to tell them, you know what? Work's going really good. You know, I did a lot of work today, and some of that work is clicking these buttons and taking loans and then paying them back because it feels good in my brain.
At least 75% of why I even buy crypto is based on the fact that I get to click a button. Like KuCoin, the little sound it makes, that's the only reason I buy it.
Oh my God, that is delightful.
Yeah, I just want to hear it.
I should sample it and start using those sounds in some of these episodes.
You should. When someone says something funny or like some alpha, you just play a sound.
Oh God, just get people hooked.
We need some more on-chain sounds.
On-chain soundboards.
Yes. Kujira, we forgive you if you make some sounds when we liquidate some Luna.
Yeah, like a whale just like... Oh man, you could do a lot of cool stuff with that.
I feel very left out of the party because I still have yet to use Kujira one time.
Yeah, I've never used it either.
Yeah, it's how it is when you're in college and broke.
I'm not even in college and I'm not broke. I'm not like balling, but I'm not broke. It wasn't anything that like appealed to me, I guess. It just seemed like another thing to have to try to keep track of. And I just wasn't feeling
Have not had the time to go dive into it.
Yeah, and people like it though. Like people definitely like it. And it seems to work well for what people are using it for.
That's true.
Yeah, I like seeing, the only reason I use it is I like seeing my bits fill up. And then get some B-Luna, and then not having enough money to take it out because I have to pay 1% fee. No, I'm just kidding.
That's rough, though. Those fees will get you. That's how it starts. It starts at 1%. Next thing you know, you're paying 13% just to get your money out, and then you can't even unstake because they shut your account down.
They do have a nice site, though.
Yeah, it's really nice.
Pretty. Props to them.
It's really nice.
And they just donated to Angel, so props to them for that, too.
Yeah. It was a big ass donation too. What was it like? Yeah. 25 mil, 30 mil?
Damn.
Nice.
I think I've donated a little more than that, but I mean, yeah, it's pretty nice work from them.
Yeah, I know you like to stay humble though, so I know you're not out there like flashing it around like other people are. Course, you know,
it's all underground from Gray.
And I mean, rarely do you ever have damage that needs to be controlled, so like, why would you even bother?
Exactly.
I feel it. Prism, the 25th, that's in 3 days as of the recording of this. I have seen more come out from the Prism team and different AMAs and spaces and stuff in the last like week and a half or 2 weeks than I feel like I've seen for any of these other project launches. And I don't know if that's just me like paying more attention to it now and noticing it.
For sure. They produce a lot of content and information. I have their notifications on. I feel like It's a lot. They're a hardworking team. I'm very impressed by them.
Yeah, I think other projects launching could definitely like take a page out of that book and like, this is how you interact with the community. This is how you build up hype for the launch and stuff. Like, this is how it's done, I feel like.
Also, they're hiring several big dogs from the Lunatic community.
They hired, yeah.
I still haven't got my invite in the mail, but I think it will come soon. I have hope. I'm waiting.
They have so much content to produce. I mean, this shit's pretty confusing. So it's not
Harpoon
coming out where they're like, hey, we also allow liquidations using Anchor's contract. It's like Prism's like, oh, you split it up into P and a Y Luna, then you can stake your P Luna and sell your Y Luna. It's just all this crazy shit.
I have a group of like non-crypto people from my high school that I try to shill crypto to constantly. And I remember a couple months ago, I tried to explain Prism to them, and it was rough. It was really rough.
Did you have the physical teaching items that they send out to all the Prism influencers? Yours might have got lost in the mail, because I know you're a big influencer. But
there's been a lot of stuff lost in the mail. I need to check my mailman, but I expect a lot of things that I'm just not getting.
Well, I'll tell you, when I got my invite to come be a part of their team, which I had to respectfully decline because, you know, obviously I have a lot of things going on here. But along with my invite to join the team, they sent a prism, like a physical prism. And what they want you to do is shine a light through it And that demonstrates how their refraction works by showing you how light is actually refracted into all the colors of the rainbow. And I think once you show normies how that works in the physical, I think they'll get it.
Did we just solve mass crypto adoption,
guys? I think so.
Oh, shit. Okay. Nice.
It's just all in a day's work, you know?
Yeah. We did it. Let's go.
You just gotta show them the little album cover of Dark Side of the Moon by Pink Floyd, and then they'll understand.
I like to show them that and then play Wizard of Oz while we listen to it, and then by the time we're done, five hits of acid in, like, everyone understands it all.
That's what we all need.
Well, those are the retreats that we run here at Intern Cap once a year, so if you're lucky enough to receive an invite in the mail to come and join us for one of those, then if you know, you know. Am I right?
Mm-hmm.
But it may be lost, in the mail. So
a lot of things do be getting lost in the mail lately. I'll tell you what. I should have at least five or six more like higher on proposals, and I've only gotten like three. So
I think a lot of the tips are also getting lost in the mail.
I heard that. I actually saw somebody that was like, they almost like made, and I don't know them in real life, but I feel like they were like grandstanding a little bit, being like, oh, I'm rich and I'm going to like support you guys because like what you guys are doing is awesome. And I was like, damn, that's really cool of you. And then like, I feel like for like 2 weeks, I didn't see any support or anything. So I feel like maybe we got to talk to our mail carrier and see like, you know, is our mail carrier getting all these jobs that were meant for us and all of our tips?
Yeah, our mail dude's really rich right now, I think.
I see him every time he slips the mail through the slot, like he's got a different Rolex on, which is just like...
He's wearing Gucci today.
Ballin'. Mailman awesome. Got it.
We're going to have to sit down with him and have a chat.
For sure.
Kujira adding AUST to the bidding. That was a feature I think I heard CeFi and a couple of those guys talking about, how since everyone is using Anchor Earn, you get the AUST from that. It'd be cool to be able to do something with it on top of making, you know, your 19 to 20%.
I was confused about this because if you place a bid using AUST and that bid gets filled, Kujira will take your AUST. Does that mean your money inside Earn you can't claim anymore because you need AUST to claim your money?
Well, yeah, it's the same AUST, right? Like if it's in their wallet now, they're the ones getting it, not you.
Yeah. So, I don't know. It just kind of confuses me because, like, I don't really see a... You're basically just bidding UST at that point.
Right, but what I think isn't the idea... And I don't know because I don't use it, but I feel like what I understood was that while you're still holding it, you're still getting that 20% right up to the point where it's used to fill a bid. So I think it helped people because they didn't want to just have all these bids going and then like taking away from what they were earning and then having them not fill. And then you just wasted all of that time that time that you could have been earning. I think now don't quote me on that. Cause like I said, I don't use it,
but that sounds right. And it honestly is probably going to help the whales mainly.
Yeah. And I mean, the whales need help, you know?
Yeah. Cause let's say you're like, I mean, you'd probably lose like a couple of days of bidding if like when you make a bid of gaining that 20%. And for us, that'd probably be like that equate to like maybe like $10
like or $3.
Yeah, it's like not much. But for them, it could be thousands.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, for sure.
Millions of UST in there. So, yeah, it's going to be for the whales. And they're also going to make it. There's going to be like a let's see. There's going to be like a minimum of AUST you can buy. Or you can use to bid, but then if you're staking 5,000 Kujira, then you can use unlimited.
Oh,
so
okay.
It's pretty much just for whales.
Well, I mean, Kujira is French for whale, so I understand that.
Yeah.
It's French. Isn't there...
I thought it was Japanese.
Logo Japanese?
You're just...
Well, maybe the internet was right and my jokes just aren't hitting and I should really come out with something called audio insurance.
No.
Maybe I'm just not hitting. I'll go back and talk to the writers and tell them, like, you guys, this is garbage. You're giving me garbage to work with, and I'm getting garbage responses, okay?
No, that was good. I'm just haven't had my coffee. I'm a little slow today.
Oh, fuck.
That's a good one.
All right. the Mars is almost done. Is that true?
Yeah, they tweeted, I think Mars tweeted a few weeks ago saying that they're just about done with their audit and their lock drop. And so they should be ready in about a few months, hopefully.
Nice.
I mean, it's been a while. I've been waiting since last year, like, summer for them to come out.
Did y'all unstake y'all's Luna for all these new coming stuff like Prism and Mars?
No, everything's in Anchor. There's no way. Yeah. I'll get liquidated.
Yeah, I did. I did, but only because I messed up when I was like, I was trying to redelegate some, and I redelegated to the wrong one because my reading comprehension is not very good. So then I just unstaked everything to start over, everything except for a bag and angel, because I always just keep a bag and angel just to have there. But yeah, so I think tonight is when all mine comes back, and then I'll figure out where to put it.
I haven't unstaked any Luna, but probably should have.
Yeah, I don't know if I'll save it for that new stuff. I was mainly just going to like go with different validators. Support Orbital Command and possibly the Coin Hall. We had a conversation with them on another show, and they seem like really cool cats. So wouldn't mind supporting them a little bit for a while.
I like trying to take my Luna because I feel like every time I do, whenever I see something I want to buy, I just buy it without thinking like an NFT or something like that. It's better just to have it locked.
Oh, yeah.
I had a few Luna. I had a few Luna liquid, and I was going to wait for Prism, and then this crash happened, and I had to provide it as collateral so I didn't get wrecked. So there goes all my liquid Luna.
But now you can borrow more and then put that in. It's a vicious cycle.
I'm not risking it. I'm already pushing a 45 LTV.
Oof.
I think my LTV is like 9 right now. So I'm 9? Yeah.
You want to give me some Luna?
You want to provide me some collateral, dog?
I haven't taken out a loan, like another one, in forever. The only reason it's 9 is because I think I bought an NFT with the loan, and that USD is just gone.
You don't deserve to call yourself a degen with a 9% LTV.
Hey, I'm not that big of a degen.
What is this, an LTV for ants?
Guys, I'm just a holder. Ken got into crypto after me.
What happens when you come from Cardano?
For real.
Yeah. It's hilarious how I used to, Greg got me into investing or into crypto, and I was like, I had no idea about anything. I was like, tell me what's better. Like, tell me why Luna is better than Cardano. And that's probably the stupidest question I've ever asked now that I know.
But hindsight.
He was very reluctant to sell his ADA. And then, 2 weeks later, he was like, wait, so I can borrow and buy more Luna and then use that as collateral? He's just saying some degen stuff.
No, I feel you. I was there with you because ADA was my big bag thanks to Luna Loot. And I held on to it a lot longer than he held on to his, probably at a detriment to myself. But yeah, finally, like, after watching it and kind of listening to what he was saying about it and then listening to their chats and stuff, it did seem like this was the much, much better play. So I think I still have like 100 ADA, but I dumped everything and just threw it into Luna and then just staked it and forgot about
I sold my last ADA this week to DoorDash Chick-fil-A.
Nice. There's an artist there that I still save. I'm holding out for. I keep trying to get him to come to Terra, but like when he does drops, I like getting his art. So I saved a little bit. But
Death I just Squad. Had a friend actually. He was telling me about how he just started investing all his savings in crypto, and I was like, "Oh, cool. What'd you buy?" And he was like, "I bought this this one called Cardano," and I was like, "Oh, fuck." And he was like, "Yeah, I lost half my money.
Dead. I bought it at 270."
Yeah.
And I got XRP at fucking $1.20. Rip.
I remember right when I got into crypto, I did like a similar thing. Like I bought my Luna and then I saw one tweet on ADA and I just aped in a bunch. And I like went to the guy that got me into crypto. I was like flexing it. I was like, look what I found. This one thing that's going to the moon.
Dead.
Yeah. He looked at me with disgust and I was like, what?
Yeah. So Mars, back to that real quick, is that another like Astroport style thing? It's been so long, I don't even know what they do anymore.
No,
it's an Anchor thing.
Yeah, go ahead, gang. Well, yeah, it's supposed to be like an Anchor, but I believe they're going to have like a credit system. I'm not sure how that works, but you're going to be able to take out loans that are uncollateralized. lives.
Yeah, so that's going to be voted on by their council, or I guess in governance. And then, like, Lavana is kind of depending on them for this uncollateralized loan.
Ah, that's where, okay.
So, yeah, so they're going to have to be, like, they're going to have to be voted on, like, okay, do we trust Lavana to, you know, actually have these loans that are uncollateralized? But there's some other features that I was reading up on that I thought were, like, really cool. And so what you do is, like, your collateral, I think you put it down as, I don't know if it's, I think that you put it down as UST. And instead of your collateral just sitting there, you would farm with it. They would be farming with it. So, like, okay. They would put it into, like, a mirror farm or whatever. And then I'm pretty sure you can also put down your like tokens like PSI or Anchor down as collateral, and then they would be farming with those.
Oh, nice.
As well. So, and then you could take out loans with, I think you would have to take out the loans to farm though. Or they just split it up in the collateral. I'm not very sure, but that I thought was really cool. Instead of just sitting there, you can be making like 100% APR.
Yeah, totally. No, that's dope. And speaking of Lavana, they just dropped a little mini game the other day as well.
Love that.
So hard, but really, like, so fun. Yeah. The short amount of time I played it, I think I got to level 7 so far and then had a bunch of audio stuff to do. But yeah, it's in the back of my mind. Like, every time I have a free minute, I'm like, oh, I need to go play this.
I thought level 2 was like the hardest out of any,
for real?
Any one of them.
Oh, it gets so, like, much worse.
Yeah.
Well, wait, did you get anything for the game, or was it just like for fun?
At the end,
nobody knows.
I beat it, and at the end, they said something about, like, I think they were gonna, like, release it later, and I don't know if they choose random people or if it's like in the first 1,000 people that beat it get something, but I'm pretty sure you could get something.
I thought it had to do with the talismans for some reason, but I might have read that wrong.
I accidentally skipped the intro, so if that was just if it, mashing if it buttons. Explained it in the intro, then I missed it.
Wait, when Intern Capital game? Are we working on this? Someone has to be working on this, right?
I don't know. Vlad's pretty busy.
In Niptera? Like a tournament? You mean like a deathmatch tournament like we had with Niptera? Or you mean our own game?
We need our own game.
Oh, our own game where we just go around and, like, stab whales and light trash cans on fire? That'd be a fun game.
You know that game? I mean, I played it when I was a kid. I don't know if that was, like, a mainstream thing or if I was just a freaking weirdo. But there used to be this game where you, like, make a burger and you have to do it fast. Have you ever played that game?
Burgerville.
What? Burgerville?
Was it called?
Is that actually what it's called?
Oh, shit.
Burgerville game.
Well, I was thinking we could make a game to where basically we just have to make a bunch of coffee. And, like, if you accidentally don't put the right ingredients in the coffee, you get fired and liquidated.
Like
of all your
Luna. Papa's coffee.
We should have it so like Nero screams at you.
Yeah, I like that. All right, devs in training, it's up to y'all.
Oh, God. Don't put the pressure on us.
Was it that cool math game, Gray?
Yeah, it was.
Oh, Burger, like, Time. Burger Time, right?
Burger Time?
Is that what I'm thinking of?
Did y'all ever play this, or am I actually just insane?
No. Was it just burgers, or did they also have, like, pizza? There's a bunch of other games you could do, like pizza.
I feel like the one I'm thinking of is this, and it was from the 80s, and it was an actual arcade game, like, in an arcade, and it was that, like, it was a conveyor belt thing where, oh, I found the wiki for it. Burger Time. Basically Donkey Kong ripoff, but with burgers.
I can't imagine that, but yeah. I'm going to have to look this up.
Yeah, Burger Time. Came from 1982, developed by Data East.
Oh, I kind of get what you're saying.
And then Bally Midway distributed it. But yeah, Burger Time. How about that?
Burger.
So you want that with coffee?
Yeah. Great, I think that means you're...
And fire.
Mean, we definitely don't have enough projects already in Intern Capital. I think we just need to add more.
Yeah, I think all of our best devs, though, are busy right now.
Well, yeah, they're probably overwhelmed.
Our one best dev. Our only dev.
I can't wait till the fifth day. That's going to be crazy.
New proposals added on the governance there to add the just plain UST to more chains. How do we feel about that? That's what we want, yeah?
That is what we want.
Prop 175.
More USTs on other chains, yeah. More UST on other chains, more UST minted.
Yes.
Just overall good for Luna holders in general.
And if you notice, there's been a pretty decent influx of other chain humans coming here and mainly participating in the NFT thing.
Oh, yeah.
Which I think is super cool because once they get in and like rock this ecosystem and see how dope everything works and shit, like they're not going back. I mean, they're going to eventually do what we did with ADA and get rid of the bags and go all in here. So I think that's really cool.
Yeah, there's going to be something called the Great Migration from Solana, ETH, Cardano, and I think we're going to, our kids are going to learn about it in the history books.
Oh, yeah. Remember the when daddy rode Luna Solana from 200 all the way down to 80 and then got trolled by mama? I remember.
We're still early, boys. We're still early.
And Terra Station just added multi-sig. I haven't even like looked at that yet. I've been so busy.
Did they really?
I saw a shot that somebody posted. Let me see if it's enabled in mine.
Oh, shit. There's no way.
But it's supposed to be like native. And that's really funny if Apollo got front run by Terra Station on multi-sig. Good Lord.
Yeah, it says new multi-sig right here.
Wow. I feel like that's pretty big. How did I not hear about that?
I only saw it because somebody tweeted about it.
Yeah, they had no announcement, no nothing. They just like kind of just threw it on there. Stealth launch.
Why did they give me the whale? They gave me the whale theme.
They did?
They knew.
They must have moved it down. Yeah.
They know you're a whale.
Are you on the actual Terra Station app or are you on the website?
I'm on the app.
Well, I have no Luna stake, that's probably why. It's 100 Luna to unlock the whale. Oh, okay. Yeah.
I have no Luna, that's why. Stop making fun of me.
Hey, I'm in the same boat as you, Finn. I only have the light and the dark, which I still use a light. I usually like dark theme, but I don't know. I don't know how I feel about this.
Wait, where do I go to change? Oh,
it's just because you've been used to it for so long not having it. Like, I switched it and it was weird at first, but like now I love it.
I have
the dark theme?
Yeah.
I got the Madness one on. Do y'all not?
Yeah, they unlocked all those, didn't they?
No, I'm just kidding.
Right. I
need a thousand.
I was about to say. I was like, are you just telling me you're not telling us? How much Luna do you have?
I can't disclose that information.
He said point two, bro.
Of a wallet point with 1,000 Luna in it to try to manifest it.
You want to hear what I did? So based on my coin market cap, I added 1,000 Luna. And now every day when I look at coin market cap, I have 1,000 Luna, and eventually that's going to perform externally as well.
No, I like that. You're manifesting, and I like that.
It's a glitch in the Matrix, guys. It's going to work.
It's the secret. You're literally doing the secret. So
I am.
Good job.
Thank you.
If you want to check it out, Terra Station, open the app. If you go to Connect, hit New at the very bottom, you'll see New Multi-Sig Wallet. So check it out. Pretty sweet. Kinetic Money launching a credit card self-repaying loan thing. That's pretty cool. There's been a lot of buzz about that, having a spot that say you could take 10 grand, throw it in, get five,
I'm pretty excited about this one.
All automated.
I've always wanted to take a loan out and use it to buy like IRL stuff. But I always get scared that if I do that, the market's just going to crash and I'm going to have like nothing liquid on chain to repay my loan or provide more collateral. So yeah,
this do it for you.
Yeah. Because I was listening to a podcast and Jimmy was talking to the Kinetic Money team saying how he plans to like use Kinetic Money to like buy a new
MacBook. That's awesome. That's like the perfect use for something like this.
Yeah, that's why I'm really excited. I'm like, I could have like a new like whatever every year and a half and not have to worry about paying for it.
So you're telling me I can use this credit card to buy as many McChickens as I want and I don't even have to worry about paying them back?
Yes, pay itself back.
This is an intern's dream. I mean, ramen, McChickens, those are all low-cost necessities for us, and we just don't even have to worry about paying for them anymore. Game-changing.
I think they're only going to have UST as they're starting out with only UST as collateral when they launch.
It's great for shit that's like planned obsolescence, because you can just take that into account and use the time that your device is not obsolete to get enough in there so that by the time it is obsolete, you're ready for a new one.
Yeah. I don't know, just more stuff to use your UST, I guess, and like actually using UST for like IRL stuff.
I feel that in my soul every time I have to use my UST to buy things and I have to turn it into Bitcoin to then turn it into cash. It just like, it breaks my heart every time.
Mm-hmm.
One of these times I'm going to get lucky and it's actually going to go up. So far, I've just done nothing but lose.
You should just use crypto.com.
That's what I do.
You can send your Luna to crypto.com. And then your Luna is, you know, most likely going to be up. And then you will just turn that into USDT and then turn that into Ethereum. And there's really, that only takes like a couple minutes. So there's no time.
Yeah, I could do that and just use my Coinbase account. I just like, I'm trying not to use that if I can help it. I don't know. I doubt Cash App is any better, but I just, in my mind, I would rather support Cash App than Coinbase. I don't know what I'm doing, you guys.
I mean, they're both the same concept.
Speaking of using like UST, did y'all see the Alice photos of like the beta testing?
Yeah,
that looked cool. I'm so excited for that.
I didn't see it. What is it?
It was basically, I think Alice gave beta access to a bunch of people, like influencers on Twitter, and they were just like posting pictures about the UI and what it looked like, and it looked really smooth, really cool.
I feel like I've asked this probably 100 times in the last 6 months, but when Alice for everyone? When Alice?
I signed up for their early access like last year in July, so.
Yeah, I signed up for it.
I don't know. It's taken forever, but.
Hey, if I was listening to it, I'm happy.
Yeah, I was listening to, I think it was I don't know if it was a C5 podcast or a TerraSpaces. But they were saying like it should be out in like the next year, like month or two, maybe a few weeks.
That would be nice.
We'll see though. Only time will tell.
Only time will tell.
Not only that, but Tato Money, their on-ramp is in their final stages. They just posted a picture about that.
Yes. I love that shit.
I know. No more ACHing my bank account on crypto.com. I can just send it straight over.
Yeah, that'll be super nice. I've almost got my Amazon card paid off now again, and once that happens, like all of my purchases for the house and stuff that we need here are definitely happening through Kato.
Props to Kato for that.
Yeah, it was just like the computers and stuff, all the recording shit, like it was all over their 500 limit, so I had to like put it on my card. But yeah, once that's paid off, like just normal monthly house things, that's all well under five, which will be perfect. Also, shout out to Amani getting called up to the bigs. That's pretty sweet. He was the dude that told me about Kato, and he was cool when we first got started. He came in and was like helping out interns with gear and mics on behalf of Kato and himself. So I like that dude a lot. He's good peeps.
Yeah, he's really cool. The entire Terra Crumbs cast is really cool, guys.
Yeah. We should have invited them over to partake in some of this whale feast. Nexus Protocol revamp. What's up with this? Another
y'all haven't seen this yet?
Nah, I farm on there and then that's about it.
Yeah, so they're completely throwing out
my farm.
They had like their original plans for your farm.
they actually burned your farm down.
No, they're revamping their whole like idea of how their project is supposed to work. They're revamping their token, like how it accrues value, and they're creating four new vaults. At least that's what they have planned right now. Two of the vaults are actually contributed to by Twitter users. One was DeFi and the other one was Lunanomics, and I'm actually super excited about these. Like, I think this is probably like my favorite alpha that I wrote down, because this on-chain rebalancer vault, it's basically just going to print everyone money, because once they get like Y Luna, X Luna, all like those yield bearing derivatives of Luna, and you can start rebalancing with them, you're just gonna like, the money making is gonna be insane.
Is it like basically a grid bot or no?
It's just a rebalancer bot. No, it's just a rebalancer bot. So let's say you're using X Luna goes up like 2%. It's going to sell off 1% of that 2% gain of your X Luna and turn it into Y Luna and then vice versa. So you're basically just making money on both ends.
Do you know what
the price goes up?
Do you know what really happened here though?
What?
This is what happens when you have too many chats with CeFi and he just like blows your mind with all of these potential ideas. And then you're like, you know what? We're scrapping the roadmap. We're just going to do what this guy says.
Yeah. I don't know what
that's what it feels like to me
at this point.
Yeah.
Like,
right.
I feel like it'd be better for them just to hire him.
I feel like they tried and he was like, nah, I'm good. My handler said no.
Yeah.
I love that show.
But not only that, they're making their protocol own liquidity.
We talked about that last time. That's really good.
Yeah.
Yeah, and some other vaults that I'm not as excited about, but they're kind of cool. Mirror short leveraged AUST farm, LP money market.
I think while that stuff is like not that exciting for us because maybe we're not into it, I think that will pull in a whole nother section of people, mainly the cats that hang out in the Luna Omix Orbital Command investment strategy server. Like those guys go hard on that stuff. And like I peek in every now and again. I'm like, check out my Meow Luna HODL thing. Am I winning or not? And they're like, they're killing it in there. But I feel like that's the demographic that this is kind of directed at. Like they're going to be way into that kind of shit.
Yeah. And then this, the Lunanomics with their Discord you were talking about.
Yeah.
They're having a Lunanomics vault, which is basically just looping your borrowed UST and buying more Luna with it, but it's going to do it much more efficiently than any human could.
Nice.
So I guess it's going to be like the most lucrative way to acquire more Luna.
Wait, I'm looking at some of Nexus's their product categories, and they have the vault, which is, you know, what we are familiar with now, how they put it into Anchor Borrow, and then they put that borrowed UST in Anchor Earn. And then I see the labs, which I think is what you're talking about, the rebalancer bot. They said it's going to be more volatile, but higher upside yield. But there's this one I haven't seen before. It's called the LP Money Market. And the first bullet point says, provides a market for users to lend their LP positions and borrow against them.
Yeah, it's basically just allows you to use your, I think your LP tokens as collateral and use that.
Oh, I mean, yeah, that sounds awesome. So, I wonder if they're going to do that through Mars. That's kind of what I said already, how they're going to use the collateral to farm. So I wonder if they need Mars for that, if that's going to be their own thing.
No idea. Well, I don't think they will, because I think they're almost done with that. So I don't think they're waiting for Mars. But once Mars launches, they could integrate with them.
Hell yeah.
Now we got the Hellcats partner with LuArt. I know Finn over here owns some Hellcats.
Bro, that Hellcats launch was insane. Along with the Dystope AI launch that just popped off. Those cats sold out in like 28 seconds. I fucked up and fumbled my password like a noob and got fleeced in the public launch. Luckily, I had a whitelist spot, so I got my two Dystope AIs from that. But man, I hit my order as soon as it, and like you could see it in my error transaction, 27 seconds, and that shit was sold out in probably like 22 or some shit. That was an epic launch for show. And
I wasn't able to get into any of the launches. I'm mainly just staying out of the NFT scene for now.
Yeah, I feel
you. I'm just kind of just holding the ones I have and hoping they go up in price.
We have to stay out of NFTs besides our NFT.
Yeah, for sure.
any updates by the artist, by the way, Gray?
It's coming along. We're actually a lot of progress is being made.
A lot of promises being made or progress?
Progress.
Oh, okay. I thought you said promises. Gotcha. Hell yeah. From what I've seen so far, man, they're killer for show. I actually, here's a little alpha for me. I launched my first small little photography NFT series. It's five pieces called Splatter, and they're from shots inside the weed lab of things that spilled or splattered or leaked or dripped. It's a black and white series. It's on Talus now live. Five loonies a pop. There's five of them there. If you want, go check them out. I was mainly...
Were you able to get curated on there?
Like, yeah.
Where you can search up your username and your whole collection pops up?
I got the check mark now, so it should be.
What's the... Oh, yep, I found it.
Is it in there? It's a little...
Yep, I'm looking at them right now.
Little trip on my artsy photography side. And I've got a bunch of, like... pictures like that, not necessarily black and white, obviously I did that in post, but like pictures of like inside weed labs and shit that I've either helped set up or worked with or worked in or whatever. And I think it's kind of interesting because not a lot of people see that kind of stuff, so I thought maybe if I could make it kind of artsy or something, like people would dig it. But I was mainly just trying to like mess around and see, since Talus is our newest sponsor on Terra Spaces, I figured I should try. I've had like a ton of photography stuff I'd want to like put up there, and I just haven't had the time. So finally last night I got a little spare time and I was like, all right, let's see how this actually works. And I'll tell you, it was super smooth. Like I didn't have any problems whatsoever, like getting them set up and minted. And then I just had to reach out to them because you got to fill out some paper to get the verified thing, just so that they make sure you're not just out here like minting other people's work or shit like that. But like just from never having done that before and like going in and creating a mint of five pieces, like it was super smooth. Their site works really well for that. So props to Talus.
Yeah, I've used their create NFT feature, and like you said, super smooth. I think it took me like less than 2 minutes just to like put up a picture and
yeah,
mint it into an NFT. It definitely
it took me longer to like get the black and white the way I wanted it than it did to actually mint them. But yeah,
yeah,
something cool. A part of it goes to Angel, part of it goes right to the Terra Spaces wallet, is how I had it set up on there. So if you want to support, holler, they're out there.
Awesome.
Yeah. And yeah, it is, it'll be super cool to see what the Dystope AI stuff happens, because every one that you're holding allows you to morph one piece per month. So it'll be really cool to be able to take some of this rap music that I'm making and some of this imagery that we've got and kind of run it through the AI and see what kind of cool stuff comes out. But yeah, definitely check out on LuArt, check out the images up there, because the stuff they, and I, maybe it's just because I saw it when they were like kind of first getting going, and like it wasn't very fine-tuned. Some of it was just like, all right, it's cool, but it's just like abstract blobs. Kind of like what they've turned it into now is like full-on scapes, and like it's crazy, like a computer made that shit. It's pretty cool. And I also like that we're seeing a lot of Hellcat subs pop up, different subcategories, like we saw with the Bulls, with the Iced Out stuff. Now we have the Pimp Cats, we have the One Percenters with the Biker Gang thing. Like it's cool seeing these sub communities pop up around these bigger mints. And yeah, Hellcats killed it for sure.
I haven't looked at the collection in a while. I didn't know they were doing that. Like,
well, I got a rank 57 crown cat I minted. If anybody wants it, you holler at me. 200 Luna just for you.
And I'll offer 1.7 Luna.
Now that Luna's low, you know, maybe someone will buy it.
That's going to end up going for a lot later.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, those guys are killing it. And all the stuff they're setting up in their Discord and everything, doing like poker nights and shit, like just watching them. They were one of the first NFT projects we interviewed when I started this thing. So like watching them over the course of a few months has just been crazy. Like having to switch, and then because like LuArt wasn't a thing back then. And like just watching how they've had to pivot and kind of shift it's been pretty impressive. Good team.
Yeah, they're doing good work so far.
And I didn't know you can buy, you can put up a UST as the price. That's awesome.
Loonies or USTsies. It's good shit.
Yeah, that is good shit.
We would be remiss if we didn't mention LFG before we get out of here. I mean, let's fucking go, boys, right?
Yeah, what was that donation size they got?
50 million Luna?
Yeah. Man, decide if they like, or imagine if they decide to burn that to generate USC. But I'm guessing that came from the portion of Luna that's not locked up.
The Luna Foundation Guard. I'm also impressed they got LFG.org. Like, those three-letter domains are not easy to come by these days. Be curious how much.
Good chunk of change.
Yeah, I'm curious, like, how much that shit costs for the LFG.org domain. .com was too much, but .org, we got you.
They're just, like, basically trying to maintain the peg of UST, right? And then keeping an eye over the entire ecosystem while TFL does, like, the nitty-gritty development. Is that, am I correct to assume that?
Says on their site, dedicated to supporting a vibrant community of blockchain innovators committed to developing a decentralized global economy. Fuck yes. That's good.
I think that's really good for TFL. I think that takes a lot of pressure off their back and a lot of like responsibilities.
Yeah, and the fact they set it up as a nonprofit, like, that's super cool, I think.
I wasn't aware of that, so like none of those members are. Oh wait, like I guess they're not profitable at all.
It says that it's a nonprofit established in the Republic of Singapore, dedicated to creating and providing greater economic sovereignty, security, and sustainability of open source software and applications that help build and promote a truly decentralized economy.
And yeah, I wonder when we'll get the next two.
You'll be able to get some funding if you're in the community setting up stuff. Check out the funding and grants section. They have different categories: open source, community growth, and research and education. And I want to talk to whoever built their website because that shit is nice, and they should do that for TerraSpaces.org.
website really is really cool.
That marble bouncing back and forth, like, yeah, this is nice. Good job, y'all. All right, well, anything else you guys want to mention before we wrap this thing up?
I think that's everything, sir.
All right, please, for the love of fuck, get that dead carcass out of here. I don't want to see it when I get back, okay? I don't care how many interns it takes. I will give them ramen. Get it the fuck out of here, please.
Yes, sir.
So I think we're just going to throw it in Vlad's office. Let him deal with it.
As long as it's in his other office, not the one in our building. Put it in the other building, because God damn it. I swear, if I have to smell this tomorrow, I am not going to be pleased. You wouldn't like me when I'm not pleased. Gray, Kang, Machu, thank you for setting this up as usual. Best interns around right here come from intern.capital. If you don't know, now you know. Find all these shows over on terraspaces.org. Be flying around the galaxy chatting with a bunch of cool people. Recently had Nick from pylonboard.money on. He does a cool dashboard setup for Pylon Info. Super cool stuff. Really nice guy. We had the Coin Hall guys on. There's just lots of content. More content than you could ever listen to. Last night we had the Astro Heroes Hero Collab AMA. And the Astro Hero boys showed us a demo of the game that they're making, and holy shit, this is what you get when you start with game devs and then bring them to blockchain rather than the other way around, which is what a lot of these companies are doing here, is they're blockchain first, and then they're like, oh fuck, we got to shove a game in this thing. Astro Heroes is like their game devs. And yeah, when you guys see the demo, I leaked a little bit of it on my Twitter. You guys check it out there. I'm sure they posted some up, but that's some metaverse shit that I'm excited about. And you may hear a song or two from old Finny Boy on in their metaverse. Who knows?
That's cool.
Anything's possible. All right, y'all. For the interns, intern cap, terraspaces.org, I'm Finn. We'll talk to y'all next time. Peace out. Sipping on a little bit of sin I've been giving, try to keep it written down so it feels like I've been living. I've been realizing a minute reality ain't got limits.
going out my fucking mind, testing out the physics, stretching out the distance. For instance, let me be specific, the risk is hedge funding the business, betting on the difference, ingesting all the research, sleeping through the rebirth, sliding out feet first. Sleep tight, little dreamer, early to bed, early to rise with a rugged ass demeanor, taking beats to the cleaners. You know I love my t-shirts and the people who support my little dream here. Transparent cows, I gotta steer clear. 2020 going down is one fucking weird year. Take a second look around, the psyops is winning. Set the table, we just biopsy dinner.
Now, I'm gonna react to that and act like I'm telling you a personal anecdote. Something to break the tension. Something to endear myself a little bit. Something kind of, embarrassing. And you guys are gonna make an aw sound. It's true, it really happened.
They got a tracker in the phone, tracking everywhere we go. And it's fine if I don't know, I already sold my soul. Getting ready, rock and roll, tip the first domino. Feeling abominable with these avalanche flows. Stop and rest on the road, gotta get where I'm going. And the rest of y'all know that we hit the ground soaring. I'll be coming for the fuckers that be summoning the trouble. Running on the double while I'm handing out the W's. Putting wins on the board every fucking day. They love me on the team because I know my fucking place. Better get in where you fit in, I'm delivering the meaning. I inherited the demons, always sneaky, never seen them. If I'm breathing, I'm reading, I'm not even being conceited. I need to see for myself if you think that I'm believing. It's the season of reason, y'all be seizing the research. I'm receiving the meaning, that shit's called teamwork.
It's not so much as so little has to do with what everything is, but it is within our self-interest to understand the topography of our lives unto ourselves. The future states that there is no time other than the collapsation of that sensation of the mirror of the memories in which we are living. Common knowledge, but important nonetheless.